Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. Happy holidays, ladies and gentlemen. I want to remind you that I will be here broadcasting live and in person, as I have done for the last 10 years on every Christmas day that was during the week, that was a Monday through Friday. Now, I didn't do it on the weekends when it was, when the Christmas found itself on the weekend. I'll have to go back and see how many of those there were. I guess there's been a couple of those. But all the other Christmas days, just like all the other holidays that have fallen between on Monday through Friday, I've been here live and in person, and I'll be doing it. This year will be no different as we continue into our 11th year, and I'm looking forward to that. I'll have we're still not positive, but we hope, we're trying to get John O'Donohue, our favorite Irishman, the author of Anam Cara, one of my favorite books on the planet. If you had it, it'd be your favorite book on the planet. I'm hoping to get our favorite Irishman on the show on Christmas Day. He's always an inspiration and a joy to have, especially on that day. Dr. Stephen McSwain is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and he leads a couple of three lives, actually. He's an author. He works for Cargill Corporation, Cargill Associates, I should say, during the day and part of his day job. And he also works with churches to help them with their message and with their leadership development and fundraising and that sort of thing. And his new book is called The Giving Myths, Giving Then Getting, The Life You've Always Wanted. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's nice to be with you.
It's
happy
good
holidays to you as well.
Merry Christmas to you. It's good to have you here. And I'm getting into your book a little bit. I really like what you're saying here.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I'd like for you to tell the audience first is, tell us about what you call the big lie.
Well, the big lie, Jim, is quite simply, our culture teaches us in a variety of ways that the ultimate goal of life is to achieve the American dream, as it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And properly understood, the American dream is the right to pursue happiness and liberty. But what we've done in our culture
and quiet enjoyment of what we acquire.
That is correct. But what we've done is we've taken that dream, as we call it, and we have so materialized it that we've gotten this idea created in the minds of people that your happiness is wrapped up in all of the titles you achieve and accomplish, all of the money you make in life, where you live, kind of car you drive, kind of clothes and how expensive the clothes are that you wear. So that what happens is people go through most of their adult life thinking that if I can just get all of these things and if I can just get to this level of material achievement, I'm going to be happy. And then what happens is they hit midlife and they get all of that and they're not happy.
Yeah.
And so they start looking around. You know, psychologists call it the midlife crises, but
mm-hmm.
it's more of just a wake-up call. We realize that there has to be more to life than what our culture has said to us will bring us happiness. And when you start looking at that real closely, what you discover is that one of the chief paradoxes of life is something that Jesus said when he said, "He who would seek to save his life is going to lose it. But he who gives his life away finds it."
Mm-hmm.
And that what really life is all about is giving.
And by the way, that statement he was making was not a theological statement, was it?
Well, it's just, well, not really. It's just a very practical statement.
That's my point. You know, Stephen's not preaching or proselyting here. This is just common sense. You know, Stephen, one of the things that I've been saying for a long, long time. I remember getting to know my first rich person,
mm-hmm.
And I remember what I learned an awful lot from that rich person. The very first person I knew who was very wealthy was not a very happy person.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to be fairly young at the time, and I remember thinking, hey, money and stuff doesn't make you happy. If you can't be happy without money and stuff, you're not going to be happy with money and stuff.
That's correct. The happiest people are those that learn to give. And what's interesting is, Jim, that
it's okay that you can be happy if you're rich. Now, we're not saying that. You can have a lot of money and stuff if you're rich, but it depends on what you do with it in order to maintain that happiness.
Well, if you're trying to find your identity and trying to find yourself and what you accumulate and the titles and all that you acquire through life, you're going to come up empty-handed. Helen Keller said something real interesting once. She said a lot of people have the wrong idea about what constitutes real happiness. It's not attained through self-gratification, but through a fidelity or a faithfulness to a worthy purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But that raises the issue then, well, what is the worthy purpose for living? And any way you look at it, and this is why it's not, this is why, Jim, it is a practical statement that Jesus made that I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can look at any of the religions of the world, you can look at any of the philosophies, irrespective of any religious connection in the world. And if you come down to the fundamental meaning of life, every one of them at its core will say it's about giving yourself away.
Mm-hmm.
And until people understand that, they're going to go through life looking for life and never finding it. And that's
Stephen,
why I call the book Giving, Then Getting the Life You Really Want.
You know, and I told you this off the air, one of our Brain Trust members and the world's expert on networking, business networking,
right,
says givers gain. So which is a two-word version of what Jesus said.
Yes.
And the thing is that, you know, it's a best practice. It's not just the right thing to do. It's the best practice, isn't it?
Well, it's the healthiest practice. You know, I've met, in my work, Jim, I crisscross this country every year traveling about 300,000-400,000 flight miles. I meet thousands of people every year all over the U.S. And hands down, the happiest people and the healthiest people are the people who are generous in their life,
mm-hmm,
with everything, not just their money, but it.
Right.
But that's the fastest way to the life you really want, which,
yeah,
is what I try to say in my book. You want happiness, start giving your resources away.
The Giving Myths, plural, The Giving Myths by Stephen B. McSwain, available wherever books are sold. We're going to be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I can't believe 10 years and the FCC hasn't gotten around to shutting you guys down.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Stephen B. McSwain is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend and soon to be old friend. He's the author of The Giving Myths, which is available where, Stephen?
Well, actually, you can get it in any of the online retail bookstore outlets. Easiest way to get it is just to go to my website, www.stevemcswain.com, and there are all the links to any of the bookstores right there at my website.
All right, not Stephen, but Steve McSwain.
That's correct.
Right.
Well, on the book, you know, my legal name is Stephen, but most people,
right,
call me Steve, and that's the way it's listed on my website.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just want to make sure, because I've been calling you Stephen. I want to make sure people get to the right one. So that's Steve McSwain, ladies and gentlemen. And maybe I'll be a good enough friend one of these days. I can call him Steve. But
anyway. I hope you will call me Steve.
Okay, let's give it a try. So, Steve,
yes,
you know, I will tell you that I'm old enough now to have observed people who are on, you know, of not too many years on one side or the other of me,
mm-hmm,
who've gone through their whole life without any faith connection, without any organized opportunity to give back. And, you know, regardless of what you think about religion, folks, a church relationship or a synagogue or any community that comes together because of a faith is a wonderful place for human beings to be, irrespective of the religion.
Yeah.
And I'm not minimizing the religion, but I'm just saying there's so many outlets for your soul that aren't even, you know, directly, they aren't part of you know, the theological part. But there's a connection to be able to give back in all those ways that you talked about in the earlier segment, Steve. And I see people who have now come to this, you know, they're approaching the salad days of their life, and some of them have been wildly successful, some of them not so much. But regardless, many, many of them find themselves in an empty place, and they start looking for something.
That's correct, Jim. You know, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, and this is the country where Muhammad Ali, you know, was so famous. And
right.
Ali one time said, he said, the man who views the world at 50 the same way he did at the age of 20 is only admitting he wasted 30 years of his life.
Right.
And I, you know, I'm 52, and I don't look at the world the same way I did. I did when I was 20. I just don't look at it the same way. And one of the ways that it's so vastly different, and I think it is, and this is what I hear you saying, for so many people who kind of reach 50, 55, what we might call the sunset years of life, as they kind of look back over their life, and if someone were to ask them, what has given your life any significance that you've experienced? Every one of them would say it has to do with relationships, and in relationships it's all about giving of yourself, and if you don't, you don't have a relationship. It all comes down to what you give of yourself away, and I think the sooner people understand that and start experiencing that, the happier and the healthier they are.
But
and that's the whole point I'm trying to make.
And I agree with you. But what I'm adding to this conversation, what I want to add to this conversation, is one of the things that helps you do that is to find yourself in places and around people and a member of a community that fosters that kind of activity.
Well, that's been one of
and for, you know, as an example, I've been a member of the same congregation since 1969. It's almost over 38 years.
Right.
And during that time, my journey of faith has taken has reached lots of peaks and valleys. Some, you know, some low valleys. And there were a lot of times when I wasn't worthy, but that community sustained me. And I just think that if in my opinion, I mean, I'm not saying you have to belong to a church to be to give back and all that sort of thing, but or some kind of an organized group, but I will tell you this, it sure helps.
Well, I think that's been historically one of the great strengths of our churches, irrespective of denomination.
Right.
Is that at the core of the church's life is the idea that life is about giving. You know, the probably the most widely known verse of Scripture to people of all faiths is that verse out of John and chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world, he gave." That's where it all begins. And that's the foundation, really, upon which the idea of the church evolves. It's a celebration of the gift of Christ, and that's what Christmas really is all about. It's a reminder that in Christ, God has given his ultimate gift to each of us. And so, yes, when you're in that kind of culture, it helps you learn, hopefully sooner and faster than if you're outside that culture,
right?
What the essence of life is all about.
There's another passage that I quote all the time. It's from Ecclesiastes, from the Old Testament, chapter 11. Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you.
Yeah.
And that's what your book is all about. The book is called The Giving Myths by Dr. Stephen McSwain, but it's stevemcswain.com, right, Steve?
That is correct.
I'm going to call you Steve from now on. How about that?
I hope you will.
Merry Christmas, Steve.
Merry Christmas to you, Jim, and to all of your listeners.
And we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.